True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for 10 Toes Down on this 10 Toes Down Thursday. Welcome back. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. Sam, you had a short-term stand, but you look the best after our first 10 Toes Down. The segment was your idea. It was your baby. And then you come in, boom, we're going New England. They're going down. They're going down as a favorite. You're dealing with these arrows from Patriots fans coming at you for an entire week. And then you know what? You know what happened the other day? My buddy, Patriots fan, it's like, hey, Joe. I go, yeah. He goes, Sam was right about the Patriots. Like, he was all the way in. You were wrong. And then he's like, he's so out, which is phenomenal. So great call by you. Me and Paul, I think, a couple of the guys, we did more long-term stuff. I think Gertz did as well, being out on the Rambly. But yeah, that was a great short-term call, and you nailed it. The things that you were in on all summer, Vikings beating the Bears, Raiders beating the Patriots, great calls.
Got lucky on Minnesota. To be down 17-6 and win that game, there's a lot of luck involved. Chicago was in control. The Patriots, I never felt like were in control. Geno took them right down the field with the Raiders, and then he was about to do it again. It was about to be 14-0, but then a ball got tipped and picked off, and like it just kind of got away from him in that first, second quarter. But then in the second half, it was all Raiders, and that was without Bowers, mind you. So I felt good about it. Now, do I have 11 toes? Is that how that works? Do I have 11 toes now? What's the scoring system?
You get a toe? I don't want an extra toe. You want an extra toe?
I mean, I'm not. I'd rather have 11 than 9.
Yeah, I did. I will say when they played the highlights from this segment this past week on social media, I was scrolling down X, and you know, you don't have to click on a video for it to start playing. The open for this segment started playing, and I was kind of grossed out because I'm scrolling down, and all I saw is a big foot.
It's pretty
disgusting.
Big. I think massive. To take us behind the curtain for a second before I get to my 10 toes down, apparently Gertz, who built the open, was telling us that there was a foot – or no, Gertz had another foot, and Paul said the foot was disgusting, right? Can we clean this up? Like, who saw the foot Gertz dialing up feet right now?
Yeah, so
– what's the foot situation?
It's a favorite on Gertz's laptop.
I had the axe. The second foot photo. Like, I audibly went, ooh.
I need it.
I watched the open. Yeah, I'll send it in the Ramley thread. But it was
who
not
do you think?
TV.
Ah! Ah!
Come on.
Can we take the feet off the screen?
Yeah.
I hate those curly toes. Those little curly ones at the end. That's disgusting.
The
you
end?
Got little curly toes.
Who found the gross one? Ben.
Gertz.
Oh, it was Gurch. Okay, I didn't know if there was somebody else that were searching for feet.
Great Gurch, work by him.
What was your search on that? What did you look up?
Toes in the sand is what I searched, and I got that.
He didn't search it. It was bookmarked.
Not the first time.
He just
cut
into his bookmarks.
Not the first time. Toes in the sand.
I was told a long time ago, no free feet. We give you free feet once a week.
It's behind the paywall.
On Bet Sweats. All right. You want? Here's where I'm at. The Patriots are going to lose again. They're going to lose week two. I'm putting 10 toes down that Drake May stinks and that Mike Vrabel cannot save this team this year. There's just no talent. Oh, they got Stephon Diggs. Ooh, he was good 5 years ago. 5 years ago, he was good. Can't stay on the field. Not a game breaker anymore. And that line is a problem. They think they could just put dinosaur arms, Will Campbell at left tackle, and that's going to fix. Like, they thought that was going to fix the entire team. You're going to bring in Mike Vrabel, and you're going to draft a guy who has, like, the arms of a third grader, and he's going to be able to handle all that pressure on Drake May's backside. They have injuries already in the secondary. They're down two bodies at corner. I like Mike Vrabel. I'll be very clear about this. And I think if he has the right roster, he can win. But this is not the right roster. And the problem is, all I hear about is how great the Patriots are at finding talent and developing talent. Go look at the Patriots drafts dating back to like 2020 and line up all those guys and see how many of them hit. It's a bad turn of events because they used to find guys, draft them, and develop them. But then Belichick started drafting the wrong guys, kind of around the N'Keal Harry draft. That's when it started to show up. And like Cole Strange in the first round. Cole Strange isn't even in the league anymore. He's like a practice squad player for the Browns. They've had a lot of bad picks. And when you whiff 3, 4, 5 years in a row, and then you whiff at quarterback potentially, a coach can't save that. So ideally, they have a 4 or 5 year plan with Vrabel. You draft the right guys and develop them. But this team sucked last year, and they suck again. Miami will beat New England on Sunday. 10 toes down.
10 toes down. Miami Dolphins outright. I like this because, like you, the theme to week one is similar but a bit different to week number two. And mine was on Sam Darnold last week. And so I'm considering, okay, like we typically like dogs. I'm thinking about sample size this week. We know what to expect over the course of time. We have a big enough sample size. We have a sample size on Justin Fields. We have a sample size on Mike Tomlin's defenses. And what we saw last week was not what anyone was expecting, and it was abnormal. And so I go back to sample size, and I'm thinking about Seattle at Pittsburgh. It's a point spread of 3. They're playing in Pittsburgh, so the market is saying that these two teams are not that different. Well, in Pittsburgh, I would certainly agree with that. I disagree with that. So when you look at the Steelers giving up 30-plus points, like Tomlin next week against the spread has a great, great record. I mentioned he's covered 10 in the last 11 instances. What are they going to do? Are they going to do this again? Now, during the final stretch last year, they gave up 30 multiple times. Keep in mind, they faced Burrow twice. They faced Saquon and the Eagles. They faced Lamar, and they faced Mahomes in the last 6 weeks. And the defense was not looking good. Things kind of fell apart. Before that, they gave up 30 points once all year. Now they actually have a quarterback. I'm not saying top 10. I'm not saying Rodgers is there. He looks strong in week number one. But they actually have a professional quarterback here. And so that's where I'm going. I'm backing Tomlin. I'm backing that Steelers defense bouncing back this time against Sam Darnold. It's not going to look like last week. You know, people are looking at what Darnold did last week. Okay. Yeah, he threw for 150 against San Francisco. They scored, what, like 13 points? 10 toes down. The Seattle Seahawks, with a win total of about 20.5, will not score more than 10 points at Pittsburgh. That's what I'm expecting. It's going to be way different when they go back home, and that is going to be quite the atmosphere. The Seahawks not scoring more than 10. I'm cutting the point total in half for them. All right, Paul Aspen, 10 toes down. What you got?
All right. You guys are correlating to last week. I'm making a left turn, and we're going with the game of the week, the sexy Cinderella of the week, the Bulls, the South Florida Bulls. Guys, I've got the script. We've seen this before. They do this against good teams. Now, they finally got through and beat one last week against Florida, but we've seen them do this against Alabama before, twice in the Saban era and the DeBoer era. We've seen them do it against Miami last year. This is what's going to go down on Saturday. We're going South Florida first half plus 9.5. Miami second half minus 7.5 plus 276. They hang around for a half, and then the wheels come off in the second half. Part of it is them getting beat up by Boise State, a playoff team last year, which is pretty much the same team aside from Genty. Part of this is playing against Florida, a tough SEC team, and getting beat up. Look, they got over 20 seniors, teams that have been through those games, those Alabama games I talked about, the Miami game last year I talked about, like this Florida game, you know, it's finally come to fruition. These are the same guys for the last couple years on this South Florida team, same coach, Alex Golish. Nice little story, and they hang around for a half, and then whether it's adrenaline or the physical side takes its toll, or they're just outclassed against Miami. And look, they got to the mountaintop last week, but they hang around for the first half, plus 9.5, and Miami runs away in the second half, minus 7.5. That is plus 276.
Woo! Okay, Paul Aspen, South Florida, first half, Miami in the second half. Let's go to Jake Hassan. Jake has disgusting feet. Jake, what are your 10 toes down?
All right, man. Put your feet on camera. You want to play this game? You play this game? You guys weren't here
That's
for the
a bad idea.
Paul Aspen talking himself into the South Florida plus 9.5. Then, could do Miami minus 3.5 third quarter and minus 3.5 fourth quarter. That was an experience.
5-1, by the way.
I love that. You want to see my feet?
Right there.
No.
Take the
sock off. You got a hole.
It's a chicken. That's not a hole. There's no hole. Okay. What are you talking about?
I saw a white spot. What is that spot?
It's like a hole.
It's not a hole. You're a hole.
Speaking of behind the paywall, my 10 toes down is I'm Bills alts. Like, I think minus 6.5 is disrespectful. Like, give me the minus 9.5 at MGM plus 140. Give me the minus 13.5 plus 240. I think they're going to wreck the Jets. Everyone's all excited after the Jets played the close game against Pittsburgh. Buffalo plays the close game against Baltimore. I think they just smash Justin Fields' teeth in, and I just think they run away with this game early and never look back. Toes.
All right. I don't hate it. I liked it when it went down to 6.5. All right, this is what we've been waiting for. And we've been teased like since Monday. Gertz is like, I think I have my 10 toes down. I'm ready to go. He wanted it to be Thursday on Monday after our first NFL Sunday slate. Gertz, you have the floor. What is your 10 toes down for week number two?
All right, guys, for 10 toes down for me this week, I'm going to go to college football and my alma mater with the Indiana Hoosiers. And I am 10 toes down that the Indiana Hoosiers will not win one game in the conference schedule, going 0-for in the Big Ten, 0-9 in the Big Ten. This defense has been absolutely horrible. When you look at the box score, yes, Indiana won. They won really big, but this defense is a problem. This defensive line is a problem. They've faced mobile quarterbacks in each game so far this year, and they have just been gashed by mobile quarterbacks, giving up huge plays on the ground. 0-9, Indiana out, 10 toes down.
Okay, quick follow-up.
No wins.
Quick follow-up. Their adjusted win total right now is 8.5.
Holy
eight
cow.
And a half. Gertz, I think you need to make something happen here under 8.5 at BetMGM.
What's the number?
Eight and a half. Minus 110.
8.5 wins on the year.
I didn't hear the minus 110.
Yeah, it was about even.
Can you do college alts?
Kirch wants under 4.5.
So are they going to go?
They're 2-0, so right? Right now?
Gertz is saying they're going to beat Indiana State this week. They go 3-0, and then they lose every game after Saturday.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Oh, okay. Man. The sports books are saying you are so wrong. It's so
maybe, maybe I'm only five toes down on this. Five toes.
Gertz has Gertz has to lose a toe every time Indiana wins a game going forward.
So what you could have done is just say 10 toes down under 8.5 wins, but you had to say they're not going to win a single conference game. I mean, that is 20 toes down.
And he had this on Monday.
Under the win total is not what I'm saying. I'm saying 0 wins in the Big Ten.
I heard you, buddy. I love the hell out of it, too.
Paul makes a great point. He's been stewing on this since Monday. Like, Gertz has been sitting there since Monday ready to just...
Wait, I could rethink this.
I've been stewing on this since the first half of the game last week against Kennesaw State. That's how
they won 56-9.
Exactly. It should have been 56-0.
9 points.
Defense is a problem because they gave up 9 points to Kennesaw State.
Yep.
And
a touchdown and a missed 2-point conversion or a missed field goal. Three field goals. Bad. They didn't get in the end zone.
Well, they kept driving. They kept driving these long drives. Okay, good stuff. Chris Andrews, we'll go to the South Point next on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday, getting set for Thursday night football. They gave us a good game in week number 2, Green Bay, Washington. I'm sure they're going to get plenty of handle over at the South Point on this exciting matchup. Joe O, Sammy P with you. And we now go out to the South Point and bring in our buddy Chris Andrews hanging out on the show. We saw him back in March when we were both out there. And I know, Sam, that you make sure to head up to the South Point every single time that you're in Vegas. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We said off the top, you were sort of the first guy that gave us access back in the day when Joe and I started a little old podcast out of Chicago. And I'll never forget, my dad came on that trip too. You and my dad are thick as thieves. My dad's got the nut roll for you every time we come to town. And you let us come into the sports book. I had all that equipment. We laid the board on the floor. We wired the microphones, and you actually gave us the ability to come into your home and talk about games and sit in the sports book. And like, I tell you this all the time. I'll never forget that. And it really like propelled us to where we are now. And here we are 8 years later, having you on Bet Sweats on the BetMGM network. And it just, life works in mysterious ways sometimes, man.
Well, you never know. You know, I met you guys and I just kind of liked you. You know, figured, and you know, the nut roll probably didn't hurt, you know, that your dad bribed me with. No, but I liked you guys, and I thought you sounded like, you know, pretty smart guys. And, you know, I always say I like talking to smart people, and, you know, it was a pleasure to have you guys on. You guys have done very well for yourselves since then.
This is your life, so this is normal to you. But to other people around the country listening and watching to this show or other media outlets, just talk about sports betting. It's become normal. It used to be just in the little corner, like you growing up, Pittsburgh area, like normal for you. Me and Sam, Chicago, normal to us, but not everybody. And now it's everywhere. And just like since we first met you 8 years ago, are you surprised at how big it is? Like that wall of TVs you have, and now you throw on ESPN, FS1, whatever they're talking about, whatever game is being discussed at all times, now the point spread is on the TV. Do you ever kind of think back to the good old days when that was never, ever the case?
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, a couple things that, you know, we really didn't foresee when, you know, the Papsa thing got, you know, settled. First of all, the market has grown. You know, that's the one thing. The market has grown. You got guys coming in. You know, I mean, I started in Las Vegas in 1979. People would come in. Well, what's a teaser? What's that mean? How do these parlays work? You know, now everybody kind of knows that. And, you know, I got to tell you, that doesn't surprise me that much. But seeing every broadcast and even like during the game talking about the in-line or the in-running number. And before the game, of course, you know, the odds of this and that. And, you know, I have, you know, I'm kind of shocked that it's become so ubiquitous, I guess, to say that, that it's just everywhere. But, you know, I mean, a lot of ways it's good. Some ways it's not so good because I see a lot of guys out there who really don't know what the hell they're talking about. And I'm thinking, well, I mean, you know, caveat emptor, I guess, you know, but I hope guys aren't putting their hard-earned money on some of the things that these guys say that is just ridiculous.
I have an open-ended question that you can take wherever you want. It's a very easy question to ask. I don't know that it's easy to answer. Who's the best team in college football and why?
Ooh, man. You know, wow, that is hard right now because I think, you know, I'm a Penn State guy. You know that. They've not played well. I know a lot of guys had them. You know, their number one team. I wasn't crazy about it then, and they have not played well at all. You know, Ohio State, I think there's still some questions. You know, it's funny, I was just looking at some numbers this morning. Are we sure Georgia's all that good? You know, I'm not positive that they are. You know, they should have a lot of talent. I'll tell you, I have one sleeper team that I think has a chance, and if you're out there and can get a big price, I know Circa has them 75-1 to win the national championship. I think USC is way better than people think. I don't have them quite up with those other teams that I mentioned, but the teams that I mentioned, I think have a lot of question marks, and I'm not sure if they're going to get answered. And Texas, of course, you know, if you didn't have Penn State number one in your preseason rankings, you're probably at Texas number one. You know, they haven't looked great either, you know, and you know, we had Arch Manning, you know, you guys are probably too young to remember Ron Paulus from Notre Dame. You know, he was like the most hyped quarterback, you know, Arch was since Paulus before taking a snap. You know, so I think it's an open-ended question, and I don't have a firm answer. I think there's a lot of teams, not a lot, but probably like a dozen teams that, you know, we could see make some noise in the playoffs.
Where do you have Penn State?
I had like about a four-way tie for like my third ranked team. My dog won't not letting me alone here. I think I have them about fifth in the nation, you know, but be careful with Penn State. They do cover a lot of numbers because Franklin, you know, he's gone on record saying, you know, I have to let these backups play. And so they will cover a lot of numbers. I'm not sure that means how good they are, though. You know, so be careful when you're doing your power ratings on how that affects them.
I know you wrote some bets on Miami early in the week.
Yeah.
But yeah, you tend to get that buyback. And it finally came on USF, correct?
Yeah, I had one of my big players did take USF plus the 18. I'm at 17.5 right now. So they laid me 17. They took the 18. It looks like they're laying the 17.5. And I'd say it's pretty sharp money that is on the favorite in this case.
Anything else stand out as far as college before we jump over to the NFL, whether it be sharp action, most amount of public action on that slate?
Well, I wrote down a couple of the sharp plays that I'd had so far this week. I don't really agree with, some I agree with, some I don't. They bet me Kansas State, bet me Pitt, and I have a good friend who's a West Virginia grad, and he told me West Virginia just transferred I think they had the most transfers of any Power 4 or 5 team. So he thinks, and he loves his Mounties, but he thinks that it's going to might take a while. I think that number's gotten a little high, but we did have wise guy action on Pitt. We also had wise guy action on Temple. It was funny when that game opened like 24 or so, I said, man, I really like Temple. Of course, we're down to 21 now. So I think the value has been taken out of that. They bet me Vanderbilt, who I think has played very well, and maybe South Carolina isn't as good as we thought they were. And they bet me Tennessee. And again, they made me kind of look at Georgia a little bit because I respect the play that I got on Tennessee. And I have Georgia rated fairly high, but I did make this number a little bit lower. I made it 2, we're at 3 right now. But I did get some definitely some wise guy play on Tennessee.
It was pretty telling to see the market come in. Circa opened Clemson and Georgia about 6. And to see both of those games, 3, 3.5, that's respect, right? I mean, they certainly got to the right number quickly. I'm going to give Felica some flack here. That's probably his crew betting Temple. He loves Temple. Felica's a big sandwich spot guy because he's looking. Yeah. Oklahoma just beat Michigan, and I believe it's Auburn on deck. I think
Felica got somebody
24
big.
And a half. 24 and a half, I think he took on Temple.
Well, God bless him. I think he's got the right side. I think the value's kind of been taken out of the number now. You're looking at 21. I mean, what is 24, 24 and a half? I thought that was a good play, but you're right. Chris likes those sandwich games and, he's had his share of success. So, I mean, who am I to argue with that? But, the Georgia Tech game, I didn't open, I actually held off a little bit because I was worried about Haynes King, the Georgia Tech quarterback. Looks like he's going to play now. I don't know if 3 is enough to take the dog on there, but I mean, if you got some of those early numbers, I think you made a good play. Let's put it that way. We'll see what happens on the field on Saturday.
We're getting a book report from our guy, Chris Andrews, over at the South Point out in Las Vegas. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, with you. Before we jump to the NFL, Chris, we do this segment on the show, Where's the Room, where we find out what the most popular bets are. We try to do it as late in the week as possible. And we've been having a ball with it. We've been laughing. And I'm wondering if you guys got a new wall of TVs or what, because they've been getting their butts kicked in college football. The first 2 weeks, they go 1-9. And we were looking at the Circa Million picks the other day. The top 11 picks, they go 1-10 in that contest. It's like nobody knows anything at the very start. What do you think is behind it? Do you see this a lot at the start of the year? Like, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's funny you say that. I mean, we've done real good against the sharp players. It's the public team. It's the public that's kind of gotten to us a little bit. And the thing that's changed so much, since I've started, which was 1979, is the money line and money line parlays. And then last year really was an aberration. I forget the exact number, but the number of 3.5 point favorites or more that won the game, not necessarily covered, but won the game, was just, an aberration, an inordinate number. And the public was on all those. And the public got to me a little bit on Sunday. And in the Las Vegas Review Journal, they were interviewing a bunch of bookmakers, and every one of them was crying on Monday morning because of Sunday afternoon. But we've done okay with the wise guys, but it's the public that kind of beat us up. But otherwise, it was one of those weeks. We had a great Thursday. We had a great Friday. We had a great Saturday. And Sunday wasn't good. But it's funny, too. On Monday, I talked to Michael Gaughan's partner, Frank Todi. Talked to him about 3 o'clock. I says, well, we're going to need the Bears tonight. And I don't know what happened. Somebody released it. I got a couple of culprits in mind. We got nothing but a flood of Bears money. I mean, a flood. When I talked to Frank, we had Minnesota either 1 or 1.5. I can't remember. But I closed the Bears 1. I mean, it was, Monday night actually wound up very good for us.
Yeah, you were gambling, though, and you were sweating in that third, fourth quarter needing the rookie to get you there, but he got you there. Curious about tonight.
Sammy, I was ready to write it off early in the day. I said, Minnesota just didn't show up, and the Bears did, but, I mean, that's football. That's what happens. I tell you.
Oh, and you got to see that game day money, and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. You just got to write it and then pray that something happens in your favor, and that one did work out in your favor. Yeah. I'm hearing the Packers are Super Bowl good, elite defense, the whole nine. They can lose tonight, right? Easily.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? Of course they can lose tonight. Matter of fact, most of the sharp money is on Washington tonight. I'm still at 3.5. Sam, and Joe, you guys know, we don't juice the 3s or the 7s or anything like that. So, I'm going to wind up getting a lot of +3 or +3.5 on the game. And then probably once I go to 3, they'll lay me back and I'll be in a position that, like a lot of bookmakers are, trying to avoid the 3 to get, sided or middled. And it's just the way it goes. But, that's a strategy that's worked well for us over the years. But, sometimes it jumps up and bites you in the ass, but hopefully not tonight. But like I said, so far tonight, the sharper money definitely on the dog.
What about when we get to Sunday? Got 2 games on Monday. Anything worth noting as far as sharp action?
Those 2 games, I wouldn't call it sharp action at this point, but guys do play off that 3. I got 2.5, they lay it. I got 3.5, they take it. So both those games are hanging right around the 3 mark. So I'll be sweating that on Monday night. But otherwise, I love that Monday night doubleheader. We bring in so many people. And, of course, the Raiders. We have a local following with the Raiders. So we will be jamming on Monday night. And like I said, I don't know who I'm going to need there in those 2 games, but I'll definitely need to avoid 3s on that one.
I have a feeling you're probably going to need the Raiders because that's another very sexy team. It's the Packers in the NFC. It's the Chargers in the AFC. Yeah. People very quick to elevate them. You might need the home team to keep it close, buddy.
Yeah, I might. I personally was impressed with the Chargers. I mean, I was impressed with their play, certainly. But what I was most impressed with was Jim Harbaugh made some great adjustments at halftime. He was usually a run-first coach, and they threw the ball a lot. Now, of course, Herbert executed, and a lot of credit to him. But Harbaugh's been known to be a little hard-headed on some things, but I thought he had a really good adjustment in the second half and exploited some defensive inefficiencies for Kansas City.
Chris Andrews over at the South Point at Andrews Sports over on X. Chris, thank you so much for dropping by. It was great to catch up.
Always a pleasure, guys. Please come see me when you come to Las Vegas. I know I don't have to ask Sammy twice. I know he's going to show up. So
yeah, the Bloody Marys. Come on.
$2.
I got a bottle of wine in my drawer for Sammy, too, that I owe him. So I haven't cracked it open, Sammy. It's still sitting there.
Soon.
There you go. Lightning Bets next. This is Bet Sweats BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Always fun checking in with Chris Andrews. Great information there. Bunch of sharp plays. That's something I like hearing from the bookmakers early on in the week. Where's the sharp action coming? So he shared some of that with college football and NFL. So if you're just listening to Lightning Bets later on in the day, I would go check out that conversation. Dave Richard joined us during the show as well. If you consume this show or anything from the BetMGM network via YouTube, make sure you are subscribed. And if you watch Bet Sweats, hit that like button. It'll help us out. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it. All right, we'll go inside the room. We'll tell you what they're thinking about Thursday night football coming up in a moment. But we were talking about on the Odyssey app how if you're consuming the show in that way or if you want to leave us a voicemail, it's easy. Go to BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. And there's a big button there next to the Listen Live orange button that says you can leave a voicemail. And we've been getting some voicemails. And they had to run a few things by the FCC. There are some that cannot be aired. But we did want to give a sample to play one of them on the air. So, Sam, yeah, I heard that there were some messages we couldn't go.
I thought we were playing it. My bad. Let's just tee it up. Yeah. Sorry.
Good morning. This is Kay Hilmer from the Discord, Smokers Lounge, Twitch. All I got to say is live here from Chicago, Vikings, Moon. I think that's all it needs to be said. Joe O and Sammy, take it from there. Vikings, Moon. Same old.
I'm sure he's going to start to rattle off some expletives there. But the same old Bears. But yeah, Kay Homer's checking in. He's always on there. I don't know if he's a Twitch or a YouTube guy. I don't know if there are different groups of people, but he's a regular here on the show. Appreciate it, Kay Homer's.
They're in the Discord, the BetMGM Network Discord. Those guys are as loyal as it gets. And if there was going to be one person that would be allowed on the air first via voicemail, it would be Kay Homer's. I heard there was a call about Jake that we couldn't air. I heard it was a very funny call, but we couldn't air it. It's too bad.
Yeah, I'd like to air it. Maybe we'll get more. Please send them. If you send them, we will air them if we can. If it's going to keep our jobs. Now, if it puts things into question, I think Paul's going to step in and say, yeah, that's a no-go. No-go.
Paul, how I heard close that was the call? How close was the call to making it? Not close at all?
No. Never considered.
No. I was curious. So Paul told me about this, and I wondered, I'm like, wonder if Paul's just being extra careful or what. As soon as he hit play, 3 seconds in, I knew that was out. There's no chance any of us can air it. Everybody's fired. Like, no, that's not getting aired.
Full disclosure, I left that voicemail myself. It's too bad. Okay. It's too bad. Yeah. I'll admit it. It was me. Thought I could slip it through.
I couldn't tell.
It was definitely me. Yeah. Didn't sound like me, though. I augmented my voice a little bit. But just imagine the potential of what it could have been. My goal for the show is to get Jake a date for Valentine's Day. So if we could do that, I think that would be – I mean, we have enough time. We've got – like five.
I'm
going to
speak for Jake. I don't think he wants a date for Valentine's Day.
I think
me and Paul just made eye contact with us. We're like,
I think he just wants to be loved, Joe. I think he just wants to be loved.
Who amongst us doesn't?
When's the last time you went on a date? I feel like you don't do dates.
I went on a date in like July. It's been about 2 months. These streets are awful, though. Like, you just go on 17 first dates that go nowhere. It's a money pit. I'm good.
When's the last time you got flown out?
Enough, Paul. How about that?
How far into the date usually are you thinking, what is my plan to abort? Like, this is going to be terrible.
Honestly, they're not even bad dates. It's just they go well, get long ghosted, term. Just you repeat the cycle. It's not great.
Oh, that's why it's get bad. Because you get ghosted.
I've gotten ghosted like 3 times in a row now. It's brutal. And then, all right, if we're going to we can do a little story time really fast. The last date that I was on went to a brewery with this girl, went well, started making plans for a second date. She just disappeared into the ether. I went golfing with my friends like 3 weeks later. We stop at a bar for the classic post-golf beers. Who's sitting at the table on the patio that we show up to? This girl that ghosted me. I didn't even notice until, because I was talking to my friends, sit down and literally at the table next to us on this patio. And I hear somebody, whoever else was in her group, say her name. And then they just get up and leave. we were sitting down for like 2 minutes.
A double ghosting.
She aborted that mission immediately. She got the hell out of Dodge, which I respect.
What do you mean she likes you?
Maybe she's just scared of how charming and charismatic I am.
Werewolf. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, some would say tarantula even. So inside.
All right, let's find out where the room is at for Thursday Night Football week number 2. Commanders, Packers. Paul, what do we got here?
Yeah, that's my music. Stand by. All right, so we'll do. So I don't see any juice on these, which is half the part of this. It's a big part of this. But here are the top 5 most bet props at BetMGM for tonight's Thursday Night Football game between the Commanders and the Packers. Number 5. Going Packers. Jaden Reed, over 37.5 receiving yards. Have fun playing Packers receiver roulette. Number 4, Jaden Daniels, over 226.5 passing yards. Pretty attainable number.
That's not the only... I'm predicting that's not the only time we'll hear Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. It is not. Number 3, and again... No idea what the juice on these are, but Deebo Samuel, over 4.5 rushing yards.
Why? So risky.
Yeah.
So risky.
He might not carry the ball at all.
I don't know why people bet that stuff, but watch it hit like the first offensive play. But okay, Deebo over.
If it's in the room, no. Not if it's in the room.
Yeah.
Is that minus 135? If we had to take a guess, something like that.
It's definitely favored. Yeah, I think it's got to be favored. Let me look. Prop Shop has him for rushing yards, 3.5. BetMGM's 4.5 now, minus 125.
Okay. To the over?
Other books are 3.5. Yeah. So other books have a more expensive 3.5, like 3.5 minus 140. And then BetMGM, 4.5 minus a quarter. So they definitely need an underbet, and it might be me after hearing that.
Okay.
All right. Number 2. Jacory Kroski Merritt, flavor of the week, a.k.a. Bill. A lot of hype this season. Over 37.5 rushing yards.
That number does feel short. I get why they bet it.
Yeah.
And just looking real quick, that is... Okay, it's up to 40.5 at BetMGM, minus 180.
Oof, big difference.
And then the most bet prop for tonight's game, it is Jaden Daniels. Over 20.5. Pass completions.
Okay.
Oh, I said that earlier. I said it was going to be popular. I liked it, but then hearing that it's a number one prop, I'm good. I'm a little nervous that 4 of the top 5 props are Commanders, but what's done is done.
That's my takeaway, Sam. 4 of the top 5 most bet props, Commanders. Touchdown props, 4 of the top 5 Commanders. The only Packer is Josh Jacobs. First touchdown. Tucker Kraft's in there. It's three Commanders, two Packers. Yeah. That might be a D.C. Wisconsin thing, but I'm a little surprised that more props are on the dog in this one. Especially when so many people nationally are on the Packers. All right, lightning bets. Sam, start us off. What you got tonight?
We already gave this yesterday. It is not a double down, but I would be happy if you took the 3.5 at BetMGM. Oh, never mind. It's gone. It went away.
All gone?
The 3.5s. Yeah, it's gone at MGM. Other books have 3.5, Green Book, Blue Book, but MGM has come off the hook. We gave 3.5 yesterday. Yes, I like 3.5 more than 3. Wink, wink. We like the Commanders in the game. And then let me buy the dip here on Houston in college football. That game's tomorrow. I'm going to lay 4.5 with Houston against Colorado. Colorado's defense stinks. And they're now starting the third stringer at quarterback. Deion's got a lot of questions to answer. And I think Houston is a really, really up-and-coming program.
Yep. Also on Washington, got the 3.5. I don't know if it's telling. I think it's just worth pointing out that the only 3.5s available that I see out there are the most public of books. They're still willing to post a 3.5. Okay. And as far as today, I got a college football and an NFL play. I don't know the last time I had two favorites, but here we are. In college football, I'm going Ole Miss, laying 7. Against Arkansas. As Sammy pointed out, it's got to be 7, not 7.5. Taking Ole Miss there, and I'm laying it with the Steelers on Sunday. All in on Pittsburgh, -3. They might be a survivor play. We addressed that earlier in the show as well. If you want to go back, check out the podcast. Paul, then Jake, what do you guys have for today?
So question for the group real quick. If you like Georgia Tech in the game, and I'm not taking 2.5, I'm not taking 3, but the way this number's come down, would you consider 10-1 to win the ACC? Maybe it's a bigger conversation.
Thinking they'll get to the championship game?
I mean, the schedule's very beatable. Anyway, one play for you guys. Look, West Virginia stinks. Rich Rod is back. But the summer number on this was 1.5. And it opened much like then 2.5, then 5.5, 6.5. It's through the 7. I'll take West Virginia +7.5 in the backyard brawl in Morgantown.
Jake, I'm running it back. White Sox Astros.
White Sox Astros. Same plays as before. Okay. Good stuff. That's it for Lightning Bets. That's it for Bet Sweats on this Thursday. Enjoy Commanders Packers tonight, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Oh, man. If the Packers win against Jaden Daniels, it's going to be
Don't even say that. No, don't say it.
Thanks for watching, listening. This is Bet Sweats. Tell a friend. Talk tomorrow. BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.